أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال الله لا تتخذوا إلهين اثنين إنما هو إله واحد فإياي فارهبون وله ما في السماوات والأرض وله الدين واصبا أفغير الله تتقون وما بكم من نعمة فمن الله ثم إذا مسكم الضر فإليه تجأرون ثم إذا كشف الضر عنكم إذا فريق منكم بربهم يشركون ليكفروا بما آتيناهم فتمتعوا فسوف تعلمون صدق الله العظيم. These are from verses 51 to 55 of Surah An-Nahl. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وقال الله, Allah says, لا تتخذوا إلهين اثنين, do not take two gods. When we look historically in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam and even now, the fire worshippers, the Zoroastrians, they have this concept of dual gods, Yazdan and Ahriman. Their belief is that one god is the giver and the doer of good, and the other god is the one that will do ill, will punish, etc. So they believe in this concept of duals and two gods. لو كان فيهما آلهة إلا الله لفسدتا. In Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes one fact very clear, that even if there was one single godling, one single god besides Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, there would have been fasad, there would have been corruption in this entire system of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Some mufassireen have stated that because we do not see the fasad, we do not see the corruption, there is absolutely no corruption in the system of Allah Ta'ala, so that proves that there is only one Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Innama huwa ilahun wahid. Certainly He is one Allah. Allah is one. He is one object of worship. فَإِيَّا يَفَرْهَبُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then fear me. In other words, be concerned about my might and my power and my azab upon you. وَلَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is whatever is in the skies and the earth. وَلَهُ الدِّينُ وَاصِبَ. And here the meaning of the word deen is in actual fact dedication, worship. And worship will remain perpetually, forever, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's. There is never going to be any change at any time whatsoever. أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَتَّقُونَ. Do you fear any god besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Something that we should internalize, something that we should ponder about, something that we should consider at all times. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. The literal translation is that whatever you have in your possession as a ni'mat, it is from Allah. We need to internalize this. Conditions, good health, affluence, whatever it may be, all of it is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But then Allah says, ثُمَّ إِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرْ. Then when afflictions afflict you, فَإِلَيْهِ تَجْأَرُونَ. Then you petition and you seek and you ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ إِذَا كَشَفَ الضُّرَّ عَنْكُمْ. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the afflictions from you, إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْكُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. Then one group will make shirk and ascribe partners to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This should never happen to any believer whatsoever. Allah has given, whatever Allah has given to each individual, that is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Together with that, in this journey, in this dunya, we are going to have some challenges, some afflictions. All those challenges, all those afflictions, only Allah can remove, only Allah can resolve. And when Allah Ta'ala does it, we need to then latch ourselves and then have a greater concern about our ibadat with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So this group, obviously, Allah Ta'ala is speaking about the disbelievers, لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ. Then let them deny that which we have given them. Allah has given them also, but then they're in denial. And this is the human mindset of entitlement, that I was entitled of my acquisition, my assiduity, and all of that. فَتَمَتَّعُوا, Allah Ta'ala says, let them take benefit of this world. فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ, very soon you will come to know at the time of maut that all of this will come to an end. So in these ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reminds us once again of the very basic tawheed, and the very, very important aspect is that whatever we have, it is all from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.